What's up, everyone? What's up? I'm back, I guess you could say. what's up, everybody? I hope you guys are doing okay. Welcome to another episode of Real Talk. This is very strange. This is definitely a new iteration or a new version of what Real Talk was supposed to be. Originally, as you guys know, people who've watched our past episodes or listened to our past episodes, you knew this was both a video and an audio podcast. A lot has changed since then. Most of the changes started in Haiti, where I was actually doing this podcast. And now with the pandemic as well, I just stayed away from it for a long time. I just wasn't feeling like talking. I wasn't feeling inspired to share anything with anyone. And I think we're all feeling that way. And I don't know. I just got up today and thought, listen, I have this podcast. I have this platform. I have these people who were listening, who maybe liked a little bit about what I was doing. And I thought, you know what? Let's just jump back into it and let's just talk. So this is not going to be long because, you know, I'd probably have to outline a little bit more, you know, the different topics that I would want to talk about. But I just wanted to do this to tell you guys that I'm definitely starting this again. It's going to be in audio format and most likely mostly in English. And we're going to talk about a bunch of different topics that I think would be interesting to you right now, especially in light of what's going on in the world, in light of the coronavirus pandemic, in light of, you know, our new realities. I mean, lockdown, those who are working from home, those who have been laid off, those who don't know the future. And I don't think the future's ever been more, you know, uncertain than it is right now. I don't think any of us imagined things would be this way. I don't think we ever thought this was what 2020 was going to be like. Some of us came to 2020 with a lot of baggage from 2019, and it just feels like it keeps piling up, you know, especially I think people like me. And I think a lot of other people too, you know. I don't think 2019 was an easy year for anyone. Maybe it was for some people, but it was also difficult for others. And a lot of people were expecting 2020 to be their year, to be different, to be the year of change. You know, they definitely had a new vision for it. And, you know, it's just a reminder that no matter how much you plan things out, you don't know what life will bring. You don't know the curveballs that life is going to throw at you. You really don't. And the most you can do is plan how you react to things. And sometimes you can't plan that. You know, I think one of the things that, you know, we're not really focusing on these days through the coronavirus is mental health, for example, and how it's affecting a lot of people. You know, you just really can't plan how you're going to react to things. So you really just have to take time to yourself and, you know, see how you can survive a situation, see how you can move forward. You certainly cannot move backwards. And, you know, these are different things that I'll be talking about. I'm not sure if we're going to be able to have guests in the beginning. It's probably something I have to figure out with this app that I'm using right now, but I'll probably figure it out really quickly. And, you know, I just want to tell you guys, times are tough. We're not gonna lie, you know, we're not gonna bullshit ourselves. Times are tough. You know, things are not easy. Future's uncertain. It's pretty bleak. It's unclear, and it's not just unclear, it doesn't necessarily look positive. The most you can do is use the present to not dictate what your future is gonna be like, but to lay some foundations and see how you can do better. And there's a lot of different ways of doing that right now. You know, a lot of people are doing different things. Some people are following, you know, going through, I don't know, improving their education. A lot of people are, you know, taking classes or training themselves towards different disciplines. A lot of people are using this time to focus on their mental health. People are doing meditation. People are using this time to share their own experiences. A lot of people are using this time to volunteer and try to help other people. You know, it's a way of using your present to lay foundations for the future. Obviously, this means different things to different people. You know, this means something different to a single person versus someone who is married with children, someone who is responsible for the elderly. Maybe they're responsible for their parents or grandparents. You know, this means different things to different people. So I'm hoping I can figure out this guest thing on the audio version of Real Talk so that I can have some different perspectives. As you know, I love having different perspectives. I love being able to discuss with other people, get their ideas, how they're doing, how they're feeling, and definitely their advice on how we can manage or how they're managing, and see how we can connect on certain levels. And speaking of connection, I think the last thing I'm gonna say is one good thing that I think has come out of this is how people are supporting other people, how we are taking care of each other during this time. And, you know, I've seen a lot, obviously, all over the internet, and, you know, just regularly, the selflessness of first responders, the selflessness of doctors and nurses who are not immune to this disease, but are making the choice to leave their homes and families and children every day and risk possible fatal infection in order to take care of other people. And a lot of times for salaries that we wouldn't accept, you know, that we wouldn't take for any job. So I think it's incredible. It's always been incredible to me. I'm one of those people, you know, my family, my parents always have this thing, you know, après bon Dieu c'est docteur, which translates to after God. Doctors are, let's just say, the next thing after God is a doctor. And, you know, I've always had great respect for people that are in the healthcare field. And it's amazing how they are now the front line. It's amazing that they are the ones really, really, truly fighting this virus. So I'd love to just take a minute to be grateful for them. And if there are any people that are in the healthcare industry, doctors, nurses, anybody who, even people who are cleaning hospitals or healthcare centers, you know, you people are you're just priceless. You're priceless to the world. No one, we could never put a price to what you're doing. And we're grateful. I'm grateful for you. And to anyone listening who has lost someone or who has someone suffering from the coronavirus, our thoughts and prayers are with you. This can't be easy. There are no words that I'm going to try to use to make it sound better. Just know that we're all in this together. And we're definitely praying for those who have been affected and for those who are fighting it right now. There are lessons to be learned from this, guys. There's always a lesson to be learned from hardship. So I don't know yet what it is. I'm not going to pretend that I have all the answers, but I think that together we will find the answers, and together we will get through this. All right, so just quickly want to say that, you know, Real Talk is definitely back, and we're going to start this as an audio podcast, and we'll be probably doing this once every 2 weeks. I'm hoping to be able to do it every 2 weeks. I'm hoping to be able to do it every week. But for now, you know, just want to say thank you for supporting, and thank you for listening. And share it with people that you think would have an interest in listening to little old me. And you know, share it with your friends, and send me topics. You guys follow us, Real Talk Haiti, on Instagram. Send us topics, and we'd love to be able to address anything that you guys would like to talk about during this pandemic. All right, love you guys. Thank you for supporting, and yeah, this was Real Talk.